Former Marvel filmmaker Lexi Alexander tears the stabbing murder of a Bank of America employee. By Warner Todd Houston on September 5, 2026. Lexi Alexander, director of the 2008 Marvel film Punisher: Warzone, is taking heat for celebrating the stabbing murder of a Bank of America employee with an ex post featuring Luigi Mangione's face superimposed on a drawing of Batman's bat signal. Bank officer Erin Piacenti was fatally stabbed in Times Square, New York, shortly after celebrating her second wedding anniversary. And the day of her murder was her first day back to work from maternity leave. Piacenti, 32, was walking near West 42nd Street and 7th Avenue when 49-year-old Pamela Cisneros of Queens stabbed the young mother and another person in unprovoked attacks. Cisneros was later shot and killed by police after she threatened them with her two butcher knives. After the murder, Alexander, who calls herself a Palestinian filmmaker, born in Germany to a Palestinian mother and father, jumped to her ex account and posted a drawing of Batman looking up at the bat signal. But in the lighted image in the sky, there is instead an image of Luigi Mangione's face. Mangione is now on trial for the 2024 assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Alexander's image was shared quoting a news blurb taken from Bloomberg that revealed Piacenti's employer but not her name. Bank of America vice president killed in Times Square stabbing, BBG. Palestinian-American filmmaker celebrates the murder of a random white lady who worked in middle management at Bank of America. 32,000 likes pic.twitter.com/f7e4wxd54b. Drew Pavlo, at Drew Pavlo, September 1, 2026. Her ex post is still on her timeline, but it has been restricted from being embedded. In a follow-up post, she accused everyone who criticized her post of being a Hasbara bot, meaning someone working for Israeli propaganda operations. Hasbara bots out in full swing, just like the first time we asked people to boycott Bank of America. Ilk Syndrome Rai, at Lexi Alexander, September 2, 2026. In still another post, the filmmaker reposted a message by a woman who said she didn't care about Piacenti's death and as a result faced death threats from Zionists because of her indifference. They released the Hasbara bot farm just like the first time when we asked people to boycott BOFA. Israel doesn't care about the woman who got killed. They care about the positive rating BOFA gave them in the middle of a genocide. There is huge money at stake. Ilk Syndrome Rai, at Lexi Alexander, September 2, 2026. In a now-deleted post, Alexander vented that her murder-glorifying meme had been covered by over a dozen different news outlets. Her gloating was an absolute non-story, she insisted. Because look at the timestamp, nobody knew it was a woman, a mother, low-ranking branch manager. It sounded like another Luigi situation. I didn't want to delete it because it was a good opportunity to remind people to hashtag boycott BOFA. The New York City police are still investigating the stabbing attacks in Times Square. But family members of the woman responsible for the attacks say she suffered from mental illness. After Punisher, Warzone bombed at the box office, a $10 million gross to its $35 million budget. Alexander has mostly directed episodes of TV shows such as Supergirl, SWAT, and How to Get Away with Murder. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.